The first village building convergence was held in Sebastopol in September of 2014. It featured 9 days of projects and talks, but the most visible event was a public street painting on McKinley Street, the corridor between the modest downtown plaza and the shiny new Barlow complex 2 blocks east. Organizer Sebastian Collett remembers it fondly.
We painted these beautiful murals of Big Bird and a canine figure and then these salmon swimming up the street to kind of lead people playfully from one center to the other. Over 300 people signed in to help paint.
The paintings are still there, albeit a little worn and faded, so giving them a touch-up is one of the multitude of projects that will be a part of the expanded 10-day event that began on Saturday and continues through Earth Day next Sunday.
We're doing projects all over town, and the way it starts is we put out an invitation for anyone to propose a project and help guide them in their process. Our main qualification is that it serves the greater community somehow. This year, there's some exciting ones, like up on Robinson Road, there'll be a mural building and a mobile phone booth conversion that's like a micro lending library.
Longtime community activist Marty Roberts lives in that neighborhood. She helped organize the McKinley Street murals during the first convergence. This time, she's looking forward to participating in projects closer to home.
We're going to build a mosaic bench at the entrance to Two Acre Wood. That'll be a place for people to stop and visit. There's going to be a little water bowl for dogs if they're walking their dogs. It also is kind of a welcoming entrance into the Two Acre Wood co-housing project. And then there's going to be a street painting at the corner of Stefanoni and Robinson, and that'll be open for everybody to come and help paint, which will be really fun.
The benches, murals, and other building projects create something tangible. But Collett says the intent is to also cultivate neighborhood relationships.
It is a building thing, but what it's building is relationships and building community. So these projects like up in Robinson Road, the whole neighborhood's going to be coming together and getting to know each other better while building something. So it's an excuse to get together, but it's also a lasting impression in the neighborhood that adds a little something.
Other village building conversions activities include a week-long effort to build a trail along the laguna behind the hospital, several presentations about bees, and a wide range of evening workshops.
The basic idea is that during the day, people are coming together around these placemaking projects, building or planting or painting together. But then every evening, there are different presentations and music and some really exciting nights.
Organizing this second series of events and activities has been aided by the enthusiasm generated 18 months ago, Collett notes, as well as a supportive placemaking ordinance passed by the Sebastopol City Council. But it remains difficult to quantify the impact of what they are doing.
A lot of it we can't track. We are trying to capture how many people are getting engaged, how many people are coming to the different events. But another measurement is seeing what happens afterwards, documenting things before and then seeing how they evolve afterwards.
Even so, Collett says he's looking ahead to making the Sebastopol Convergence an annual event. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.